Well, good Monday morning. There's a quality event coming up at YHS this weekend. It's a production called Honk Jr., a spinoff of The Ugly Duckling. We have the director, the music director, the ugly duckling, and his mom that will all be joining us. We'll start with the director, Amy Miner. You're back, and that's always a good thing because that means something fun is coming up, right?
Oh, it's something fun, that's for sure.
You still love to do this, and you're going to do it forever?
Well, actually, this is my last one. I'm retiring from the High School Musical after this one. So if you have liked any of the work that I've done in the past, see me to the door.
What a terrible way to start this segment off with that bomb that you just dropped on us. Well, going to go out in style?
Yeah. Oh, this is a fun one. This has been on my radar. It came out just over 20 years ago, and the music is really wonderful. Nobody knows it, but it is funny. It's charming. I think our cast is just doing a fantastic job embodying all of these little animal glee.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that people don't know it, because when you do something that's very well known, there's expectations. So mm-hmm. they come in, I'm not saying with low expectations, but maybe with no expectations.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they'll be really surprised at number one, that they really know the story. You say The Ugly Duckling and people are like, oh yeah, that's the
But it's called
that.
What?
It's called Honk.
Honk.
Honk, and we're doing the junior version. It's going to run about an hour and 15 minutes. They're all animal characters. Obviously, there's a duck and a duckling family. There's a cat, who's the villain. There's a frog. There's some Canada geese that are going to honk their way through the middle of the show. There's some swans. And I think the kids are really having fun embodying the characters.
Will there be an Amsberry?
There will be an Amsberry. There better be an Amsberry.
Julie Amsberry, who's directing the music. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
How is life going for you?
Life is great for me. I'm having a great time.
But you're going to miss working with this gal, right?
You know, yes, but this is also my last show at Easton High School.
You guys want to tell me this stuff before the interview? Okay.
It's just time. You know, we've been doing this, I think, 10 years. Every year, I have a brother who's a basketball coach at a D3 school, and they do well every year. And every year I'm like, oh, I want to go see him play, but I have to do the musical. So I'm ready to kind of follow his team a little bit more closely. And
what team is it? I'm curious. What team?
Wartburg College, the women's basketball team.
Wonderful. Yeah. I know exactly where that is and what they're all about. Well, good. I would like to announce this is my last show ever. And I'm retiring.
Well, it's not my last show ever.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is my last show at Yankton.
Been a heck of a good run.
It's been so fun. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do.
How would you describe the music in Honk?
I would say it's playful. Music in musicals always helps tell the story. So you don't just have a song to fill time. It helps move the story forward. So the lyrics are important, but the songs are playful. They lend themselves to some really creative choreography by Catherine Remler. And you really get to see some fun character development with the students. So it all meshes really well together.
Well, I'm bringing the granddaughters. I love that it's just over an hour and there's some ducks. It's going to be a big hit.
Yeah. Okay.
2 hours, I'm struggling, but perfect, perfect. Amy, back to you. We need to meet the ugly duckling. Would you introduce Clark Bonstetter to everybody?
Clark Bonstetter is playing the central role of the ugly duckling. He's going to get hatched into a nest and feel immediately different and realize that he doesn't quite fit with the ducklings that surround him. His beautiful mother, Ida, is going to love him anyway and cheer him on, but he's got a journey. He's got to figure out who he is in this world.
Clark, good morning. I guess a little concerned that you're feeling sad you got cast as the ugly duckling. What was the reaction to that?
Well, it's always awesome being the lead, and even though it's like a crazy character, like ugly, it's always amazing to do all the singing and all the dancing and being in all the scenes, and it's just always a good time.
Well, the makeup people have their work cut out for them because they have to make you ugly. You're just a fine-looking person. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
So tell us about your background in theater at YHS. How many productions have you been in?
Well, I started off with the musical my sophomore year, which was Frozen, and then I kept doing the musicals and plays since then. I've done Frozen, and then I did the fall play in one act the next year, and then I did High School Musical last year, and now I've done one act this year. I skipped one fall play, and now I'm back with Honk.
And you're a senior?
Yep.
How about after graduation? What's next?
Going to USD for music education, and hopefully I'll be continuing with the musicals there. probably not regular theater, but musical theater for sure.
Am I sensing that your voice is a little stressed and strained right now?
Yes.
Well, I feel like maybe, Amy, do we need to quit asking him questions?
You can ask him yes, no questions.
Yes or no forward. Questions?
He cannot.
Clark, are you having a good time with this yes or no?
Yes.
Clark, is the cast a good cast, yes or no?
Yes, very much so.
All right. Well, I don't want to be responsible for this guy not being able to perform. It's coming up here soon. So keep up the good work, and good to hear from you again.
Thank you.